My name is Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 3rd, 2022 for patient Herman McConnell, H-E-R-M-A-N-M-C-C-O-N-N-I-E-L. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, mellitus, and the aging process. The kidney functions have remained stable and have actually improved since the last visit, with a BUN of 27 from 24. Creatinine of 1.4 from 1.67, and a GFR of 49 from 40. This improvement in CKD could be related to a weight loss of 14 pounds since the last visit period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. However, the patient has evidence of non-selective proteinuria, which has worsened since the last visit, with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,030 milligrams from 585 milligrams period. The patient is, we're not sure why the proteinuria is worsening, considering the patient's diabetes is improving, as well as his lipid panel is also improving, period. This could be a result of long-standing diabetes. Period. Unfortunately, the patient cannot start on SGLT2, Farxiga, or Jardiance due to history of recurrent urinary tract infections, and he is also not a candidate for Kerendia due to his elevated serum potassium of 5.0. Period. We increased the lisinopril from, let's see, what did we increase it to? We added lisinopril 5 milligrams. And we'll closely monitor the serum potassium to see if there's any improvement in the proteinuria, since he is not a candidate for any of the other medications. We recommend discontinuation of any potassium supplements and a diet low in potassium. Period. We will reassess for protein in the urine at the next visit. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 128 over 87. As previously mentioned, he had lost 14 pounds and is euvolemic, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. We advise that he monitors his blood pressure before taking any of his blood pressure medications, along with the lisinopril, to prevent hypotension, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has improved since the last visit, continue with the current regimen. Next line, nicotine dependence. We highly emphasize smoking cessation. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Patient has a left foot wound, which he's dealt with for the past 18 months. He follows up at the wound care center with Dr. Lupton, Lupton, and has a pending bone scan. For the patient, there's a possibility he may have part of the foot amputated if the infection cannot be resolved, period. Next line, BPH without any urinary symptoms. Next line, coronary artery disease, status both stents. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout. Stable on allopurinol with uric acid of 6.1. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with A1C of 7.6 from 8.2. There is an improvement in the A1C. We encourage him to continue a diabetic diet and his current regimen, period. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months. We advise the patient to decrease his overall protein intake and the diet to 60 grams in 24 hours. And